We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They're in first place. They took 2 of 3 from the Toronto Blue Jays. Big series coming up against the Atlanta Braves, and they've been trying to fill holes with that pitching staff. Rich Hill did the job on Sunday. To talk about the Mets as we approach the trade deadline this week, we bring in Pat Ragazzo, covers the Mets for Fan Nation, partner with SI.com. Hey, Pat, how are you?
I'm great, Lori. How are you? Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome, Pat. So let's start off with update on Carlos Carrasco and his rehab. I saw some footage of that. We haven't really talked that much about it on the show. But as the Mets think about what they might do, what did they see from Carrasco on Sunday?
Right. So Carrasco was pitching in Trenton again for Syracuse today. And this time, he actually hit his three-inning goal mark today with 6 strikeouts. He threw 38 pitches, 32 of them were strikes, and he even dialed up his fastball to 96 miles per hour, which usually he sits around the 94-mile-per-hour mark. So the Mets were very pleased with what they saw from him. Luis Rojas talked about it in the post game with us and said about how, you know, how glad he was with the performance he had. You know, he pretty much hinted that, you know, the next start could come in the big leagues when his next turn's due up, or he could get another rehab start. But at this point, Carrasco's kind of checked all the boxes that they needed to kind of rejoin this rotation finally.
Yeah, and certainly it's a rotation that's been held together with duct tape lately. But what did you see from this Mets team in winning this series over the Blue Jays?
Yeah, so, you know, they entered this series coming back home, of course, for an 11-game homestand. Blue Jays came to town, and they had the number 2 ranked offense in baseball. And other than last night's, you know, blowout loss, they actually wound up, you know, pitching very well in the series. Rookie Tyler McGill just continues to get better every time he takes the mound. He too hit, you know, one of the best offenses in baseball on Friday night in a big win. Of course, the Mets were playing old friend Steven Matz, who, you know, pitched decently well, but Pete Alonso burned him for that big 2-run homer. And Alonso, of course, has been red hot and had a great series. He had 3 more home runs in the series. He's had 5 since winning the home run derby. You know, and then the Mets, Taiwan Walker struggled again last night, but the Mets wound up bouncing back today. Rich Hill and his Mets debut, of course, was solid. Gave them 5 very good innings. And Hill's usually a guy who, you know, he's good for the first 2 times around the order. And, you know, he kind of enters uncharted territory there the 3rd time through. But his pitch count was so low today that they kind of went with him into the 6th. And that's when he ran into trouble. He got in the bases loaded jam. And Lugo, who hasn't really been himself lately, you know, he gave up the lead. And then, of course, Alonso. And we mentioned him before. He had the big 2-run homer to tie it. And then McNeil, who had been dealing with left leg fatigue and hadn't been in the lineup in 3 days, came through with the big pinch hit 2-run double. So it was another big comeback win for the Mets, which has kind of been the theme for them this season. And a really important series victory, of course, you know, going into the 5-game series with the Braves starting tomorrow.
So you mentioned Rich Hill, and I know we all get worried anytime you trade with the Tampa Bay Rays that somehow something is going to go wrong. But when you consider what the Mets gave up, how little they gave up, any prospect can always end up working out. But this one seems, you know, given the needs, seems so important for the Mets to at least have somebody to run out there. Do you see as the Mets are moving towards the trade deadline this week, had somebody on Twitter asking the question, do you see, or from what you're hearing, expect the Mets to go ahead and make, let's say, one big splashy move, or should Met fans be expecting a few more of these surgical kind of smaller moves like the Rich Hill move?
Well, I think the Rich Hill move was very important. As you said, there are holes in the rotation, and it has been held together with duct tape. It seems like one guy's gone down after the next. And, you know, they had to do what they had to do. They had days of starters where they had nobody to fill it. And there was potentially even talking about Anthony Banda getting a start, which, of course, isn't happening now. But, you know, they brought in Rich Hill, and they could potentially add another starter there, like a Rich Hill type. From what I've heard so far, though, the Mets, in one way or another, whether it's in the starting rotation or from an offensive standpoint, they are looking to make a big splash, and they have been, you know, working the phones a lot as we approach the deadline on Friday. Pretty much they're very much set on holding and maintaining that first place lead in the NL East, which they've held on to since early May. Now they're not giving it up. They really much are set on making the postseason and, you know, potentially making a deep run into October. And by doing that, I think they're going to need to make, you know, kind of a big move, whether it's bringing in a guy like Chris Bryant to kind of uplift the offense, similar to what they did with Cespedes in 2015, where it just kind of solidified that consistency in the offense that this year's team has been lacking, as well as they were in 2015, or potentially bringing in a big starter like Jose Berrios, especially with the uncertainty of DeGrom, who, while he's going to most likely be back soon and he's progressing well, he's had his fair share of injuries this year. And if they wind up losing DeGrom again, you know, who knows what it's going to be, you know, and what it's going to mean for them down the road. And if they don't have that top end ace at the top of the rotation, especially with guys like Taiwan Walker kind of struggling as of late, they're not going anywhere. I think everyone can kind of agree if they don't have DeGrom, they're not going anywhere. So, you know, if they do wind up splurging in the rotation, adding a top of the rotation type guy, it would kind of ensure them there for DeGrom, given his health this year.
Talking to Pat Ragazzo about the Mets, and for the kind of guys that you're talking about, let's say like a Jose Berrios, in order to pry him away from the Minnesota Twins, they don't have to make that trade. What kind of prospects are you hearing that the Mets are open to trading any of their top five prospects? Because wouldn't it take that sort of player, whether it's a Ronnie Mauricio or somebody, a top five prospect if you're talking about a Jose Berrios?
From the word around the industry right now, Jose Berrios is going to cost a haul, at least right now. We'll see if his price tag kind of comes down in the next few days.
Define a haul. What's a haul?
A haul is as in a top prospect or a package of a top prospect or multiple, and as well as potentially major league talent. But, you know, when it comes down to it, like, the Mets have guys, of course, like Francisco Alvarez and Brett Beatty, who I do not think that they're going to trade. Especially when you look at, you know, some other, you know, rental type players. Of course, Berrios has another year of control, but I don't think the Mets are willing to trade any of those top prospects. They have a guy like Mauricio, of course, who kind of falls into that category, but at the same time, Francisco Lindor is locked up for, you know, the next decade or so at the shortstop position for the Mets. You know, also they do have a guy like Mark Vientos, who's having a big year on Double-A Binghamton, who could potentially be a trade chip as well.
So those are the kind of names. I think I would agree with you that the Alvarez and Beatty types, not, it would be selling low on them right now. I think you want to get them a little closer to major league level. Ronnie Mauricio and Mark Vientos, kind of names to consider. How about, so you mentioned Chris Bryant, and when you look at all the Mets' potential needs and the bat impact that you said of a Cespedes or somebody like that to lift up the lineup, where do you stand on J.D. Davis and the role of that bat?
Well, yeah, of course, J.D. Davis, since he got back from the IL, he's hit well, but of course, in the field, he's out of place. You know, he made a great play in the Friday night game, a nice spinning throw at third to throw the runner out at first. Like, he does make good plays in the field at times, but overall, you know, where he lines up as a everyday defensive third baseman, it's not really It's not really a fit long term, and I think the Mets see that. While Davis's bat is valuable, he is out of place in the infield, and I don't think it would stop them from bringing in a guy like Bryant, especially with Bryant. Like, Bryant's versatile. He can play third. He can also play the corner outfield positions. You have Michael Conforto, who's set to become a free agent in the offseason. He's a Scott Boras client. So, you know, it comes to a point where if the Mets trade for Chris Bryant, depending on what they have to give up, because, of course, they're not going to give up, you know, anyone who they don't think is worth a rental player, given the, despite the impact of Bryant. But at the same time, Bryant could be a guy who performs for the Mets, helps them, you know, make that deep run in October. And then it comes down to the decision of who are you going to re-sign, whether Bryant or Conforto, once the offseason rolls around. It could give them that flexibility there.
Other big names certainly that is now being rumored out there, potentially available in a trade, had somebody on Twitter asking about, is Max Scherzer. And it just feels like it would take an awful lot if for the Washington Nationals to trade him, period. And if they were to trade him within the division, just feels unlikely to me. But, you know, from anything you're hearing, what would be the likelihood of Max Scherzer to the Mets?
My gut is telling me that it's very unlikely. Mm-hmm. But on another note, I do expect them to be talking to the Nationals and most likely talking to the Nationals, I'm sure, about Scherzer. I just don't really see it going anywhere. I don't think the Nationals would trade the Mets, despite them being 8 games back now in the East. And it seems like they are going to be sellers, given the timing and everything, kind of how that team is kind of the direction they've gone this year. While I don't think Scherzer is the likely possibility for the Mets, they're obviously doing their due diligence there, because there aren't many big names when it comes to starting pitchers out available on the market right now. But then a couple names to keep an eye on, actually, who I also heard were becoming available, were two impact relievers in the Nationals bullpen in Brad Hand, who the Mets just missed out on in the offseason, and Daniel Hudson. And if you remember back in 2019, the Nationals acquired Daniel Hudson at the trade deadline, and he was a big part of their run to the, of course, to the getting the pennant and then winning the World Series.
And I think he got the last out.
Yeah, exactly, and that's kind of intriguing there. That I think, like, while I don't see the Mets making a trade for Scherzer, it is a possibility that they could potentially make a trade for one of those relievers in the Nats bullpen there, given the fact that the Nats really aren't competing at this point.
Yeah. So. That, you know, speaking of relievers, that there's a lot of ways to go. And that actually is an area I think the Mets need to shore up. And to me, I think a likely area that they will shore up is you can never have too much pitching and too many arms in the bullpen. But what do you make of Edwin Diaz? And, you know, we see the dominant Diaz, and then we see what happened recently, blowing, you blow four saves. What do you make of Edwin Diaz on a scale of 1 to 10? How confident in him are you as a guy that you feel like you can trust if this team finds itself in the postseason?
Well, that's a great point. Diaz has had a very strong year for the Mets, really dating back to the shortened season in 2020, where he turned things around for this team. Be that as it may, he's blown three of his last five outings. The last two now, two straight, he's locked down the save. But, you know, even today, I'm sure he made a couple of people a little nervous when he walked Vladdy Jr.
And when he threw a ball to the backstop.
To the backstop, yeah. Yeah, so the tying run was in scoring position, and Diaz has gotten close. In some of the blown saves he's had this year, he's gotten close to getting out of it. He's gotten two outs and then wound up giving up the lead, and, you know, it's led to a blown save. So obviously that makes you a little nervous when you think about them potentially pitching in a high leverage situation in a postseason game. It could be a game seven. It could be whatever it is in the postseason. The leverage goes from times 10 of what it is now in these high leverage situations. And I think that definitely makes it a fair point to, you know, for people to wonder whether the Mets are going to add maybe another closer. We did hear that, and this was per another report actually, but Craig Kimbrell is potentially someone who the Mets could be interested in as well, because he has a connection with GM Zach Scott during their time in Boston. But I think it is a possibility. If they don't add another closer, they could definitely add, you know, they should add, you know, another high leverage arm in the bullpen. Given my confidence, I guess, about Diaz, I guess it would be about a 7 if we're talking in a, you know, a big spot in the postseason, given his recent history. The guy is dominant stuff, but, you know, at times he just doesn't have his command. And when he doesn't have his command, it kind of all falls apart. And we even saw that in Pittsburgh, where the Mets, of course, and Lugo is partly to blame here, too, because the Mets had a 6-0 lead headed to the eighth, and Lugo gave up 5 runs, and then, you know, the Mets got an insurance run. It was 7-5, and then Diaz gave up the walk-off grand slam. So there have been some brutal losses and blown saves at the hands of Diaz, and for that, you know, the confidence can't be at 10 or even close to 10, really, with him, you know, pitching in those big crucial spots when it comes to postseason baseball.
All right, last one before I let you go. If I said to you, give me one name that you feel most confident will be a Met after the trade deadline, one new player who will be a Met after the trade deadline, give me one name.
I think Chris Bryant.
Really? Okay.
I do. I think also because, you know, we've heard a lot of scenarios as well that, you know, the Mets could potentially kill two birds in one stone by trading for Bryant and potentially a pitcher in the rotation mm-hmm. of the Cubs, Zach Davies, who is another rental player, or potentially Kyle Hendricks, even though Hendricks is owed. He has a large deal remaining. He's under control for 3 more years, and he's owed, I think, upwards of $44 million over the next 3 years. So that might not be an avenue that the Mets pursue, but at the same time, Hendricks has been one of the best pitchers in baseball dating back to May, and he's really having a strong season now. But I think a guy like Davies could be realistic, or a guy like Andrew Chafin, their lefty in the bullpen, is having a very good year. I think that would definitely help out the Mets, and you know, at the same time, it would, depending on what they have to give up, as long as they don't have to give up an Alvarez or a Beatty, you know, it could make them legitimate World Series contenders if they were to acquire Bryant and, you know, potentially another arm, whether it be high leverage arm in the bullpen or a member of the Cubs rotation like a Davies.
All right, Pat Ragazzo, appreciate the time. Good stuff from you, and we'll catch up with you sometime down the road. Thanks so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.